Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. A counter-terrorism investigation is underway after a stabbing at a Western Sydney church. A teenager is in custody accused of attacking a bishop and priest with a knife at Wakeley. The New South Wales Premier today meeting with religious leaders promoting unity. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese echoing that call.
This is a disturbing incident. There is no place for violence in our community. There is no place for violent extremism.
A dramatic court appearance today for Australian cricket legend Michael Slater. He reportedly collapsed after his bail request was denied on domestic violence charges. Slater will remain in custody while the case proceeds. Police are investigating whether another mushroom poisoning has taken place in Victoria. A 53-year-old woman died on Saturday after having a mushroom drink north of Ballarat. Two others have been taken to hospital. The boss of Coles is sounding the alarm on a proposed law that could break up big supermarkets. Leah Weckert telling a Senate inquiry, forcing Coles to sell off stores could lead to higher prices, less investment, and job losses in regional areas. And a proposal before the Fair Work Commission could give Aussies the option to double their annual leave. The catch would get half our pay during that extended break. The potential policy change aims to offer employees more flexibility while considering employers' needs. The Roosters are waving goodbye to star player Joseph Manu at the end of the season. The two-time premiership winner is off to Japan to play rugby union for Toyota Verblitz. Manu says it's a tough decision, but he wants to explore a new environment with his family. Parramatta has signed Dragon star Zach Lomax in a four-year deal starting next season. And surf legend Kelly Slater says goodbye to Margaret River, carried off the beach by emotional fans. The 11-time world champion fell short in the round of 32.